Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here at the bedside table of children all over the world. Children are getting ready to go to bed and are ready to have their nighttime peaceful talk where they share ideas together and they think ideas together and they say, hey, what about this? And the inner wisdom within them shines forth with all its glory. And there was Maria. Ah, yes. And there was Pauline. And there was Joe. And Joe said to Maria, Maria! Yes, Joe. Tell me, how can I learn about the Easter Bunny? And Maria looked at Joe and said, Joe, you know that tomorrow morning is going to be Easter, and tomorrow morning the Easter Bunny is going to have left little eggs all over the place, and you're going to go on an Easter egg hunt and find all these eggs. There are chocolate eggs and chicken eggs and all kinds of beautiful eggs. And you're going to collect them in your special Easter basket, and you're going to have them to enjoy the whole day. Well, how come the Easter Bunny goes around putting eggs around our yard so I have to go find them? Why doesn't he just leave the basket right on the doorstep so I can just pick it up and take it and start eating them? Well, Joey, the Easter Bunny is like Santa Claus. You never really see him. And the Easter Bunny comes around, and he wants to see where the boys and girls are really looking for happiness in life. They're looking for good things in life. They're looking for sweets. Oh, Maria, is that true? Is that really true? Does the Easter Bunny look that way, just like Santa Claus does? That's right. Pauline was sitting back there, rather prim and proper. She was just 2 years older than the rest of them, and she'd been around for a while. And she says, you know, Joe, yes, Pauline? You know, Joe, yes, Pauline? You know, Joe, the Easter Bunny is a very wonderful bunny. Well, can I ever see the Easter Bunny? Can I ever have an Easter Bunny? I'd like to have a bunny. I think bunnies would be fun to have. Well, bunnies are fun to have, but normally, bunnies like to live out in the fields and live out in the woods where they can go running around and enjoying themselves. And they don't like to be caged up, and they don't like to be kept in a house, and they don't like to live where people live. They are living to make people happy, but not where people live. Is that right, Pauline? Yes, Joe, that's right. Is that right, Maria? Yes, Joe, that's right. Well, why do Easter bunnies come around at all and bring candy and bring eggs and bring baskets of wonderful treats at Easter time? How come? Well, the Easter bunny is created out of the consciousness of humanity. Oh, come on, Maria, that's an awfully big idea. That's right, Joey. And because the Easter bunny was created out of the idea of humanity, the Easter Bunny does whatever the created idea of humanity wants him to do. Well, I want him to come visit me. I want to play with him. I like bunnies. Well, we can go down to the pet store and pick up a bunny for you if you want, but it's not the same as the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny is a very special bunny. The Easter Bunny is a bunny that says, I like boys and girls when they're happy and when they are good and when they're doing things that make the world happy. Does that make Mommy happy too and Daddy too? Oh, you bet you. You bet, said Pauline. They are very happy when we are happy. Well, how can I learn more about the Easter Bunny? Well, Joey, there are many books written about the Easter Bunny. And the Easter Bunny is like Santa. You never get to see him, but you can learn about him, and you can hear the stories of what the Easter Bunny does all over the world. Because the Easter Bunny comes to boys and girls everywhere around the world. bringing them baskets of goodies and letting them share on this day. Well, why on Easter? Well, that's the day that Jesus the Christ was resurrected. Well, who's Jesus the Christ? Well, Jesus the Christ is that wonderful being who lived many years ago, who was here as a wayshower to show us how to live a more beautiful, more wonderful life. And the Easter Bunny sort of came out of that too, because people didn't always want to say Jesus the Christ because they thought that was too important a word to say. And so they said, the Easter Bunny does nice things. The Easter Bunny brings presents. It's just like Santa Claus at Christmas time when the birth of the Christ took place. Santa Claus brings gifts to all the good boys and girls, and to the bad boys and girls, he brings a little notice and says, shape up. You can still mend your ways and be a good boy and a good girl and have all the things you want. Well, are those stories really true? Well, they certainly are. They have come out of history. They have come out of all of life, because these are the stories that result from people living a happy, harmonious, thoughtful life, loving themselves and their neighbors. And this is what it's all about. Oh, that's so neat, Pauline. How do you learn all that stuff, Pauline? Well, Maria spoke up. You know, I know that too. I know that too. You don't realize I do. Well, Joe says, hey, you just told me, so now I know it too, don't I? Mr. Candle, what do you think of this? What do you think of the Easter Bunny? Do you think the Easter Bunny is real? Joey asked me about that, and I said, well, Joey, it's like this. All the world is made up of our thoughts, and all of our thoughts are good thoughts and beautiful thoughts and lovely thoughts. And whenever we have thoughts that are not so good and not so lovely, then all of the nice things that could happen to us sort of are held back a bit. And then the minute we start being nice and being loving and being beautiful, what is the idea of Christmas and what's the idea of Santa Claus? Well, Mr. Candle, Santa Claus brings us presents. Santa Claus brings us all sorts of nice things. Well, why does Santa Claus bring that to you? Well, Mr. Candle, Santa Claus brings us nice presents because we are good boys and girls, because we are always behaving, we're always being happy, we're being wonderful kids. That's true. But why does he do that? Well, because that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. That's what Santa Claus is. That's what the Easter Bunny is. That's what the Tooth Fairy is. That's what all these things are, that when we are good and beautiful children, lovely things happen to us. And do they only have to happen when you are lovely and good and at Easter time and at Christmas time and so forth? No. They happen all year long, Joey said. They happen all year long because we are good children all year long. And so these wonderful things happen to us all year long. That's right, Joey. That's right. And that's what all the children in the world tell me at Easter time and at Christmas time and all the other lovely times when they have the Tooth Fairy come by and other things that happen to make them so happy. Oh, Mr. Candle, that is so wonderful. You have such a wonderful opportunity to go around meeting the boys and girls and seeing how they respond to these things. Yes, I do. And everywhere, it's the same. All the boys and girls realize they want to be happy, they want to live good lives, they want to be good children, and they want to do what makes everything wonderful in their world. Mr. Candle, do you think our mommy and daddy would like it if we were good children more often? Well, let's put it this way, Maria. If you were always good children, like you really are, then everything in your life would come up roses. You would have all the lovely things you could ever wish for. You would have perfect health. You would have perfect grades at school. You would have perfect friends to play with. Oh, Mr. Candle, is that all it takes? Yes, that's all it takes. For it's done unto us according to our belief, and it's done unto us according to how we think about things. So Today, you can begin thinking about those wonderful things, and you can have them. Oh, thank you, Mr. Kendall. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so happy you told us this. This makes us so great. Now, boys and girls, I just looked out the window, and I saw Mr. Sandman coming across the lawn there. He has his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you, and it's going to make you go to sleep, and it's going to give you happy dreams, and it's going to make you feel so wonderful and so good, and it's all the good things you ever dreamed about you're going to be bringing out in your life. Oh, Mr. Candle, that's so wonderful. Thank you for telling us. Now, call your mommy and daddy and have them come and give you a big hug and a big smooch and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and tuck you in and get ready because Mr. Sandman is right through the door. Here he comes. Good evening, Mr. Sandman. Good evening, Mr. Candle. I see you've got some more children ready for my pixie dust. Yes, we do, Mr. Sandman. And you just sprinkle it all over them because they're ready to go to dreamland and dream wonderful dreams. Okay, Mr. Candle, thank you for preparing the way for me. You always do that, and I like that very much. You're welcome, Mr. Sandman. You're welcome. Boys and girls, I'll see you another time. So, just remember, you're wonderful. You're beautiful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're absolutely amazing and wonderful. And this is Mr. Candle reminding you, I'll be back another night. So have happy stories ready to tell me then. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.